5 things I wish I knew before having ECT. Number 1, that I'd be abandoned by the entire medical and mental health establishment. I wish I had known that the entire medical and mental health profession would abandon me when I needed treatment for brain damage caused by ECT. Doctors told me I couldn't have these problems and instead blamed my memory loss on mental illness. I tried for 5 years to get recognition and help for my injuries after ECT, but no one believed me. The only reason I was able to get any testing was because I wanted to go back to school. Number 2, muscle relaxants aren't enough to prevent skeletal damage. I wish I had known that muscle relaxants wouldn't be enough to protect my body from being damaged by seizures. FYI, muscle relaxants used in ECT are actually muscle paralytics, but are likely called relaxants because it sounds nicer. Despite their use, ECT still causes cracked teeth and TMJ problems, even when mouth guards are used. Many also experience neck and back problems long after their first treatment. Recently, I had an MRI that shows neck damage, as do several of my peers. I'm aware of at least 2 broken necks caused by ECT. Researchers are aware of these problems and say that this aspect of treatment is poorly understood and more needs to be done to prevent injuries. Number 3, messed up vision. I wish I had known that ECT could mess up my vision. I've lost half my depth perception and have light sensitivity after ECT, all signs of traumatic brain injury. I have been fighting for over a decade to get recognition and treatment for these problems that affect not only my sight and my coordination, but also my memory. Number 4, ECT doctors don't know much about electricity. I wish I knew that doctors who give ECT aren't required to understand how repeated exposure to high electric fields affects the body or have the training in physics to distinguish between different ECT settings. You'll see why this matters on the next slide. Number 5, serious physical disability. I wish I knew that I could wind up in a wheelchair years after my last treatment. These lesser-known risks with ECT are major, including disabling neurologic conditions such as ALS. And evidence that suggests exposure to high electric fields can lead to this serious condition. So much so that a retired brigadier general urged the U.S. government to study the connection between electrical injury and this condition.